Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The Babbling Mother. Today I have actually really exciting news. I am super stoked to tell you guys. I'm stoked that it happened, but I'm excited to tell you guys. I bring you back in my car, and that is actually what the topic is in my car. So about a week ago. Yes, about a week ago as of now, so early September, I want to say, we bought another car. It is new to us. I don't know if you heard that vibrate, but I tried to get a phone call. But anyway, it is new to us. It is an 06 Honda Odyssey, and it's the touring package, which at first didn't really mean, I didn't know what that was. It just said touring on the back, which I mean, like, I know that means that it's meant for road trips, which is perfect because that's what we want to do with it. I am not posting this to rub in anybody's face of what we bought. This is a car that we bought because we needed it for the family. We have a Mustang, a Ford Mustang, that we cannot keep a rear-facing car seat in, and that was so, I have really short legs, guys, and I could not reach the gas pedals without my stomach, my belly being really close to the steering wheel, and the rounder I got, the more concerned Jeremiah and I grew for, more concerned we grew for the safety of me and the baby if we were to get in a car accident. So this is why we bought a new car. And it's so, guys, I am so freaking excited about this thing. It does have a backup camera. No, I don't really use it. I do use it to get out of our driveway because the chickens like to fight me on getting out, but that's about it. And I use it like it. I'm not a huge fan of a backup camera, guys. It's actually kind of stressful when you're watching like the camera and how far you have, and then you look out your rearview mirror and you're like, oh shit, I should stop, but the camera says I can go. So there's that. It does also have navigation. However, the navigation is 15 years old. Again, this car is a 2006. The mapping and the GPS, or the navigation system, is an 05. So it's a 15-year-old difference between the roads now and the roads then. And it is so cool to be, like, I think it's really cool. We use our phones anyways for GPS at the moment. Like, we are looking at getting an update, an upgrade in the system to get the 2019 or 2020 or whatever version of the maps. That way, new roads are mapped. But it's super cool to, like, whoa, we're driving down a road and it says we're driving in the middle of nowhere on the map, and it's crazy because that, like, that means that 15 years ago this road wasn't even there. 15 years ago these houses weren't even there. Like, it's super cool. And then just some of the really cool features that it has, guys, is it has my rearview mirror automatically tint itself, and then my rearview mirror, tints itself. Sorry, Jeremiah said hi. And then, something I think is really, really dope is that my side mirrors? I don't know what they're called. My side mirrors. The rearview mirror is the one up front on the window, right? Okay, but my side mirrors are, heated. They're heated so they can, like, defrost themselves, which I think is so snifty. And then something I think is really cool, one of my favorite parts about cars, features in cars, is when they come with a sunroof. Jeremiah wanted one with a DVD player. No, we do not play the DVD player every time we get in the car. It is strictly for long road trips, or if we're doing DoorDash for longer than to an hour and a half. If we're doing DoorDash long enough for her to watch a movie, we might turn a movie on for her. But other than that, it is strictly for long road trips. That is it. We both kind of talked about that at the same exact time, so it was nice that we were on, like, on each other's level on that one. And then it also has the, like the buttons for the windows, not the windows, it has the buttons for the doors to open and the back to open and whatnot. It also has parking assist, which is super cool, but it's actually really super annoying at the same time, because if Jeremiah walks by the car and I'm like just driving or whatnot, if I'm just sitting here and he walks by the car, it'll beep at me. If I'm at a drive-thru and I am pulling up too close to the car in front of me, it will beep at you. And it doesn't just go beep beep beep, it goes beep 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 beep. Like, it's so annoying. And then it also has a DVD player. Oh, I already said that. No, the sunroof is my favorite part of the car. One of them, just because I love sunroofs and I think they're really cool in cars. And I think they just add so much light. However, TikTok has showed me this rainbow skin, I want to say, or skin for your window. And I really want to put it on. So I'm really excited about that. And then it also, it's leather interior, which is nice. I prefer fabric, but leather is nice with kids and dogs. I mean, actually, I don't think it's good with dogs because of nails. But anyway, it is good. It is nice to have leather. The coolest part about this car, I think, is that it has side screens. So, like, the sun visors you buy for your toddler to put and cover the window, the car came with it, which is super cool because it's, I think that's a feature that's so much needed in cars. But at the same time, like, I never used one with Tyler, so I don't know why now, like, this baby's gonna get spoiled. But, I mean, it's cool to have. I definitely have shoved a blanket in the window with Tyler because it was too windy, or too bright, I mean. And she was screaming. Like, I've done that. And then it has a, it's a minivan, so of course it has a third row seat. It is captain chairs in the middle row, which is preferred. And it also has, between Tyler's seat and what will be the baby seat behind me, it has a, storage on the floor that has like a lazy Susie or whatever it was called, and it just spins to different pockets, which I think is super cool. I keep an extra pair of clothes in the car for Tyler. I keep snacks and a water in the car for Tyler, and so that pocket's definitely for Tyler, but and soon will also be for the baby. And then of course, I think most minivans have two glove boxes, like the one on top and the one on bottom, so I think that's super cool. And yeah, like, I'm genuinely really, really happy. Something that I don't ever think I'm gonna use, but it has, is butt warmers. I want a car with steering wheel warmers, but at the same time, like, now that I think about it, my hands get really sweaty real easily, so I don't think that's actually kind of gross. Anyway, guys, this car is super cool. I actually really, really like it. It also came with, like, a mirror that I can look at the kids with. It doesn't move or anything, and there's no way I can see, like, the seat behind me, but I can see Tyler. But yeah, no. Again, I am not putting this up there to flaunt in front of anybody. I am putting this up there because this is a purchase we needed to help the family. I'm super excited. Like, this is, the car is in my name. So this is the first time I've had my own car. And you guys, I love my car so much. It's so cool. But that's actually all I have for you guys now. We got a new car. It's in 06 Honda Odyssey, and it's a cute blue. And is it so much easier to get Tyler in and out of the car. I don't have to hurt my back in the Mustang anymore, and you know, it's definitely gonna help us because now we can travel. Now there's room in the car for Kona with two car seats in the car, and when the time comes and we get another dog, we can get a bigger dog too, because we don't have a tiny car. But yeah, we're super happy about this car because we've been wanting to go on adventures, and Tyler really easily loses her patience in the Mustang just because it is small. And I don't blame her for it. I don't like she doesn't get in trouble, of course, but it is small, so it's hard to go on adventures. But this is meant for road trips, so we can go camping, and if we need to sleep in the car, we can sleep in the car on a road trip. It's just super nice to be able to have a minivan, and I honestly think that everybody should, just because they're super convenient and super spacious too. Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. That is all I have for you guys today. I will try to remember to be posting pictures on Instagram of the car, so that you guys can see it too, because it is cool and I am super happy about it and super excited. So again, my Instagram is the Babbling Mother, and it should be a pic. I don't know what my profile picture is. I think I actually recently changed it. But anyway, thank you guys so much for listening, and I will talk to you guys later. Bye, guys.